Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten, how are you?
Morena, I'm very excited about our music today.
Me too, to be honest. This is great.
Taking y'all to church.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about gospel music. And it's a euphoric music used for pleasure, for ceremony, for worship. I would argue it's a strong element in community and resilience and survival of a community. Hope. So it is officially Christian worship music.
Yeah.
But in the 60s, big stars like Marvin Gaye and Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin had it cross into the pop charts because they were so influenced by the music.
Totally.
That's how they sang. That's how they grew up. That's where they got their style. And so, they would release gospel albums as well. And we're still getting artists doing that. Kanye, releasing a gospel album. And so it has this interesting sort of pop, inside and out. It's got, I think 4 or 5 different Grammy categories.
For gospel?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. I didn't actually realize that. Yeah.
I think in the beginning they were trying to separate black and white. Some of the white artists, because they have contemporary Christian roots gospel. But anyway, so it's this really rich form that's such a part of our popular music sort of story.
Absolutely.
And it's actually not that old. It started in the 1930s.
Oh, yeah, that isn't very old at all.
Yeah. So there was something in the States called the Big Migration, or the Great Migration, sorry. And that's when a lot of African Americans from the South, which is where they had mostly been, shifted up north, and especially places like Chicago and New York. And that's a lot of music and sort of interesting cultural things happened then with these rural folks and communities bringing their church. I mean, there were African Americans up north, but they were a little more distance from the churchy stuff. So there was Negro spirituals, which is what, the 1800s, but they were designed for sort of slave cabins, let's be honest. And so gospel was, these more urban, large churches where a community working all week separately coming together.
I'm going to hit our first track from the mighty Aretha Franklin.
Now the organ is in dialogue with her, and you hear them do that even the preaching as well. The preacher's talking, and the organ starts answering.
And then
he talks, and then it eventually whips up into a song. So this very interactive relationship. So in the African American spirituals, there was no instruments, right? It was, more sparse. So this, the instruments, and mostly just piano and organ. Obviously now in the contemporary pop style, you have everything. But Aretha's stripping it back to the original.
And she grew up very much in the church.
Absolutely. It's 100% where her style came from. Her father was a minister.
Is this recorded in live in a church, this particular version?
I think, yes, it is. This is a live album that includes some songs she originally recorded in 1956. And then they added some new ones from 1965, which is when this was released. It's actually an old hymn written in 1772.
So it has got these direct through lines to the earlier, earlier Christian church music, but also the spirituals that would have been sung on plantations. Yeah. And
the spirituals
camps
brought the style and that sort of loss and longing, pleading, the rhythmic aspects, because even some people in the African American community objected to gospel when it first came out.
What
it was
grounds?
Just too loud, too noisy, too disrespectful, having instruments in the church.
I'd say you'd probably be hard pressed to find a lot of people who feel that way now, maybe.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I think it's one of those genres where, whether you have faith or spirituality or anything, it's it's pretty hard not to be moved by gospel music.
Oh, good. I thought it was just me. Because
no,
I'm like, all of a sudden I want to praise the Lord, you know? And I'm like, what, you know, if I'm not... Yeah, it just really moves me.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will have seen the wonderful Aretha Franklin documentary or concert film, I guess you could call it, that came out in the film festival about 2 years ago. It was called Amazing Grace.
I haven't seen that, but that sounds great.
It's amazing. It's basically just her doing gospel in a church.
Oh, wow.
And there's like, you know, Mick Jagger just hanging out in a pew, having a good time praising the Lord.
I hear he hangs around churches a lot, actually. And now the other thing about gospel to listen for is it's very much about this personal relationship.
Mm.
You know, Jesus, hold me. I walked with God. It's got this sort of... Which is interesting from other sort of Christian worship to have this real one-on-one.
And is that, do you think, going back to, as someone's just texted in as well, these like roots of slavery and this resilience thing as well?
Absolutely. And it's also, this is a very sort of African sort of root, is getting that sort of possession.
Yeah.
You know, you're possessed by the Holy Spirit. It's like a direct channel to God, you know, and so, yeah, you know, you can imagine, obviously, in older times, you know, that was the true escape. And but you know, even in the working times, life was hard, you know. Mm. And in the city situation, but you can hear the melismas and, you know, the vocalizations that she's doing, and that's part of that very personal thing.
Tanya's texting in about Amazing Grace as well. Got the album too. That's awesome. Definitely uplifting.
In the Bible, in Psalms, that says, praise him with the trumpets, praise him with the harp, praise him with the cymbals. So that's what some of the supporters are trying to argue, that no, we are allowed to use instruments
and, as loud as we
and
want
get
to be.
Loud and wild. And, that was a woman.
Another amazing voice.
One of them, yeah, I would say one of the most beautiful voices. So this is Sam Cooke, and he was a gospel singer. And he actually wrote this song, so it's not an old hymn.
Okay.
But you know, his pop music was influenced by gospel, but he had gospel music in the charts. And this is based on a story from the Bible as well, where this woman was sick for years and years, and she wanted to get close to Jesus, but she just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. You know, she didn't need to get close. So it's actually about healing and setting your soul free. Just to make you feel even more.
No, this segment is making me so happy right now.
It's an interesting thing as well when you see someone like Sam Cooke, who's also, and Aretha Franklin as well, so synonymous with like the civil rights movement too.
Well, yeah, so it's not just like this, you know how sometimes some religious people can avoid confrontation,
yeah,
you know, and that sort of thing.
And politics.
But, yeah, but gospel was right at the forefront of the civil rights movement, and Sam Cooke was super active and always involved, and I think he really set the tone for that, what gospel would be like, and then Aretha as well. So yeah, never shied away from that sort of activism. Somebody touch me. Now, interestingly, Elvis loved gospel music, and it influenced his singing a lot. There's an Elvis documentary where it shows him backstage with his backup ladies just jamming. He's at the piano and just singing with them the old songs that he grew up with. One of my favorite gospel songs from the 70s that I remembered, the only version I could find was Johnny Cash singing.
Oh, wow.
That's not the version I remember, but... Yeah, so, you know, it's an influence in rock and pop, but it's
totally
not, it's not like a behind influence, it's a during, you
yeah,
know, like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
been in and out the whole time.
Speaking of,
I'm gone, praise him till I'm gone. I'm gone.
This is from 2016.
Yeah, so, you know, it's still happening, and it's not going anywhere. And so this is Chance the Rapper, you know, integrating it with hip-hop, you know, and not being afraid to be religious as well as, you know,
and that's a big
a cool dude, you know?
Totally. And I think that is a big part of Chance the Rapper's thing as well, as he's always been quite upfront about his faith. It's quite present in his music, in the way that with gospel music, it's, you know, it's in the lyrics, it's in the spirit of the song.
Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin, saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy, say you the man of the house.
But again, like the politics are to the forefront as well. Yeah. It's like it's his faith tied in with his politics, tied in with, you know, civil rights, human rights advocacy.
And I think in the black church and in, and I guess grounded in some African traditions, there's not as much separation from religion and your and the body and daily life, you know, so that's why it can be in hip hop. That's why you see the baddest gangster rapper thanking God. And some people are like, what? How can you mention God when your songs are that there's just this understanding that people are complicated and enjoy hedonism and but are also, you know, working their way towards the kingdom, you know, that you can do both. It's not like one or the other.
Nicest hotels on the 59th floor with the big wide windows with the suicide doors. Ain't no blood on my money. Ain't no Twitter in heaven. I know them drugs is in
Jamila Woods is the feature on this track for anyone wondering as well. Incredible voice. Incredible artist that she is.
Now, Chance is from Chicago. You know, Kanye's from Chicago, and this obviously this Sam Cooke was from Chicago. So this sort of mix of the urban life there that still kept the church, and that's all from the southern roots.
Yeah.
I mean, Kanye on his first, on his album had a song "Jesus Walks." You know, that was people. You know, it was really unusual.
And I guess, like as you say. As you said earlier, these are genres that are still going strong in and of their own right. Gospel is still its own thing, but also this is, you know, this is a hip hop track with gospel influences, maybe as much as it is like a gospel song in its own right.
Yeah. Well, and like you said too, even about Mick Jagger, there's this back and forth that pop or rock people will appear on gospel albums or bring a gospel choir into their album.
Totally.
Someone's texted in saying this segment is making me super emotional this morning. Something about gospel that gets me in the feels every time. Me too.
Oh, I'm so glad it's not just me.
Me too.
Because I was, you know, about to say, I don't know why, but I just really. And
I know. It's really.
Oh, you all need
it
to
really
go watch
does something
that
to you.
Aretha Franklin thing if you really want to be in your feels.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah,
this is great.
I feel like, you know, if I went, you know, to black churches right on the regular, I would just join on up and believe. You know, it's like, you know, usually people are more calculated about what their religion, you know, and no, I would just be like, hands up in the air.
But that is also kind of a big part of it as well, is it's got this everybody joins in aspect to the actual community singing as well. It's not stratified in the same way that maybe other music genres are.
And that iconic African element that we see in so many African-American pop music, call and response. You know, so in church you can have one person saying the line and everybody repeating or answering back, and it's very sort of communal. I mean, obviously we've got great solo artists too, but that's not how they grew up doing it. They grew up with the choir. And the other big thing that we didn't play today is quartets.
Yes,
they'd have gospel quartets and they record, you know, albums like the Blind Boys of Alabama and that sort of. So there's a little small component too.
That's so interesting. We could probably talk about this and play this all morning. And
I know,
and
then
feel
we would
very
all
good
just
about it.
Believe.
If you're wondering what tracks we played, it was Aretha Franklin, There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood, Sam Cooke, Touched the Hem of His Garment, and Chance the Rapper with Jamila Woods, Blessings. Thank you very much, Dr. Kirsten Zemke. What are we talking about next week?
Next week's a weird one, and when I did it before, like 8 years ago, we're doing women in electronica. It's because International Women's Day. There's these certain articles that get posted.
I'm intrigued.
Okay, I'm glad.
Keen to hear about this. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next Friday.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Thank you very much.